important woman in Bill's life was Lily, and most of the time, he was busy with his daughter and had little interest in anyone else. During their time in Squaw, Penny was at the opening of a new resort in St. Bart's. Bill had never invited her to Squaw Valley with him on their annual trip. He liked spending the time with Lily. She was so busy with school and friends, sports, and after-school activities when they were at home.
"Are you sure you want to go out today?"
he asked, as she took a bite of the eggs and then nibbled a strip of bacon.
"They'll probably close the mountain early. I want to get in as many runs as I can before they do," she said,
then stood up to go finish dressing.
"If it gets too bad, I want you to come in," he reminded her.
"I know, Daddy,"
she said with a dazzling smile as she looked over her shoulder.
"Don't worry, we'll be fine. Jason knows the mountain better than anyone here."
It was one of the reasons why Bill had hired him years before. He wanted Lily to have fun, but he wanted her safe above all. He had lost her mother and didn't want to lose her as well. Lily's mother had been driving too fast the night she hit a patch of ice in Denver and died at 25, leaving Bill widowed with a 3-year-old child. He protected Lily as if she were made of glass. She was back 10 minutes later with her sweater on over her thermals, ski pants, hiking boots, and her Olympic team parka and helmet over her arm. She left her skis, boots, and poles in a locker at the base of the mountain every night, and she had to take a shuttle bus to meet Jason there now. She put her parka on and zipped it up. Bill was sitting at his computer, checking the commodities market, and then looked up at her with a grin.
"You look mighty cute," he said, smiling broadly.
The Olympic team parka and helmet said she was a hotshot, and they were a status symbol on any slope.
"But come in if the weather gets any worse," he reminded her,
and she bent to kiss him on the top of his head on her way out.
"We will,"
she said happily, and waved her gloves at him from the doorway, and then she was off to get in as much skiing as she could before the mountain closed. While riding the shuttle to the base, she had time to text her boyfriend Jeremy and best friend Veronica. Both were on the ski team with her and were practicing in Denver that day. Jeremy answered her with a quick, "I love you." Veronica didn't answer, and Lily guessed she was still asleep. Lily met Jason, as promised, at the lockers. He was wearing his ski school jacket, and next to her Olympic team gear, they looked very official as they put their skis and boots on, left their shoes in a locker, grabbed their poles, and headed toward the lift. Jason glanced at her with a grin as they showed their passes to the chairlift operator, and he nodded. There were 3 other people waiting for the lift ahead of them, and it had just started operating only minutes before. 2 others were already high in the air on the chairs as Lily glanced at them.
"You either have to be crazy to go out on a day like this," Jason said, laughing, "or very young, or both. I don't think the mountain will be open long."
But they both knew it was safe if the chairlift was operating. Otherwise, they'd have closed it down.
"I guess that means I'm crazy," Lily said happily. "My dad thinks we're nuts, too."
They could hear the dynamite blasting again as Lily got on the first available chairlift and Jason waited for the next one, right behind her. Lily felt the same thrill she always did as the chairlift went high in the air and she looked down at the trees and virgin snow. There was not a single skier yet on the slopes, and she could tell that part of the mountain was closed as they headed toward the top. The wind was whipping her face, and she enjoyed the peaceful silence as the chairlift hummed along. And then she heard another crack of dynamite, unusually close by. It sounded like they were right next to it, which surprised her. And at exactly the same moment, as they approached a ravine from a great height, she saw a long snake whip through the air, like a giant rope above their heads. She looked up at it and felt herself falling fast at the same time. She didn't even have time to understand that the cable that held the chairlift had just broken as she plummeted down into a deep hole in the snow. When she landed, all she saw was white, and her eyes closed as she fell into a deep sleep. She never had time to turn and look at Jason while they free fell past the trees, and he landed in the ravine. Jason was dead the minute he hit the snow. Bill watched the prices on the Dow Jones all morning and then read the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, which he had delivered to him by the hotel that serviced the house. He glanced out the window now and then and saw that the snow had gotten denser, and he could no longer see the mountain through the fog. He often met Lily at the base.